talking about jobs you used to have that sucked. Your worst job. It helps you put things into perspective, I think. You're having a rough day at work, or maybe you got a new job because of the job fair that happened yesterday, or maybe you lost your job because of the fire, and someone I know lost their job because of the fire, but they weren't that upset about it because they didn't really like their job in the first place. They kind of saw it as an opportunity, which is a good way to look at it. You know, the roughest day I've had in radio is nothing compared to some of the crappy jobs I've had in my past. So taking your calls at 636-0977. What was your worst job?
Hi. The worst job I ever had, I was working at a telemarketing company, and you get people yelling at you all day. Mm-hmm. But with just the building, it was dirty. There was mice running around on the floor because it was in a field. The chairs were broken. People got sick, and they were coughing on the headsets, and then everyone got sick.
Wow, you just described a radio station. Actually, I was a telemarketer as well, and I walked into people crying. I didn't really care about the rejection. People were crying because they get rejected all the time. Yeah, it's not an easy job, for sure. Was the boss at least nice?
It was just bad, and the boss wasn't too nice either.
Well, that seals the deal. All right, thanks for calling. 97.7 The River, what was your worst job?
I actually went to work for a temp agency down in Springdale, Arkansas.
I'm sorry.
And they were sending me out to Greenland Farms to clean stalls. So I thought it was probably horse stalls or something like that.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a rat farm.
A rat farm? I didn't even know that was a thing.
A rat farm. They raise white rats for laboratories and zoos, and I was cleaning stalls that had the mamas with the babies, and they were like cages. They were like six cages tall and 30 cages long on these rats, and that's what they called stalls. And I only lasted about 2 hours, and I had a headache because the smell was just so unbelievable. It was just unexplainable.
That is terrible. You know, honestly, you said Arkansas, and I would have left. I wouldn't even have gone. I got to go to Arkansas? No, thank you. Bye-bye now.